Mix 97, Mix Nation's family therapist, Dr. Julie Galthorpe, joining us on this Wednesday morning. And, you know, Doc, I think for the most part, I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of a guy. And when I'm around other people that are happy, I feel good. And, you know, but lately I see anger creeping through with a lot of folks, and it's affecting me. And I guess I'm not alone. First off, Dr. Galthorpe, what is making people so angry? I think we might all know the answer, but you're going to break it down for us today.
Yeah, I think most of us, if we turn on the news, we know the answer. It's everything from government decisions, other people's behavior, views that just have to keep getting expressed over and over again, or fear. And when people feel trapped or controlled, they get anxious. And then when no one seems to step in and help with that, they get angry. So we see rage, but behind this is the fear of being hurt, not having needs met, or just being treated unfairly. And I've also noticed that people feel angry with a belief that they need to be concerned about, or in their words, tiptoe around other people's feelings because of what they might refer to as cancel culture, but really it's political correctness. This is a real rage builder for many because, again, they feel trapped in a world that they believe does not represent them. So the problem with anger, although it can be used positively at times, is that it can lead to aggression.
So is this why we see people behaving aggressively, Julie, and lashing out because they see things just unfair or unjust?
Yes. People are frustrated with the perception that things are unjust, unfair. In some cases, they feel it's unsafe. Other people are angry with what they see as disrespect for others. Now, many listeners may be thinking of the protests that are occurring, you know, around in Canada, in Ottawa, as an example where people see those mandates as unfair. But it's also, if you look at the people who are angry with the protesters for taking, you know, space in the city and the behaviors that they're dealing with there. But if we drop it down another level, it can also be when people are frustrated with businesses or even in personal relationships. And, you know, as Sean, you and I have talked about, it's easy to look to another city and say, well, that community has to manage a lot of anger. Mm-hmm. But we in the Quincy area, we're also at risk of that. And we see that. You know, you mentioned, Sean, to me that you had been seeing anger in the community.
Yeah. I left Belleville City Hall yesterday, and it was around noon hour, and there might have been 100 of the Freedom folks with a protest. And right across the downtown street, there was another group of those protesting the protesters. So that's where we're at right now. We have people not happy with the protesters that we've seen for 3 weeks standing up for themselves as well now.
Yeah, and I think that the protests have kind of shown this escalation in anger. But there's anger always, you know, as an underlying issue within communities. Mm-hmm. But most often it comes down to that disrespect that people feel is happening for property and well-being. You know, if we take it, I think you've also dealt with this issue. You know, the city is also dealing with changes in terms of vulnerable people without housing. That's creating, you know, different polarized views on what to do about that issue, particularly for people who live and work around the downtown core and feeling that their property is, you know, being disrespected or that they as individuals don't mm-hmm. feel safe in the community. So I'm just saying that there's anger that's not only related to these protests. It's in many different areas, and we have to pay attention to it. We have to get ahead of it, because when people feel that things are not being addressed, then that's where that aggression can increase. So you have to decide whether within you or within a community you're going to let it fester and brew, both on an individual or community level, and then you have to decide, okay, are we going to address it now, or are we going to continue to let it grow and get bigger?
Back with Dr. Julie Galthorpe.